Michelle Schroeder Fletcher, and we're at KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland. In studio with us today is Terry Wiley, the Communications and Membership Director of Oregon Trades Women Incorporated. And she's with us today to tell us about this year's free Women in the Trades Career Fair, which will be held at the Electrical Training Center at 16021 Northeast Airport Way in Portland. And the event offers all kinds of free parking, free childcare, free admission. And we're here to talk about that. But before we do, Terry, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you for having me.
And before we talk about the event this weekend, let's talk a little bit about the background for this event.
Sure. In terms of, this is our 14th annual fair, and Oregon Tradeswoman was founded in 1991 by four women who were working in the trades. And they founded Oregon Tradeswoman because they needed a support network, and there was not an organization at that time that existed that was whose sole purpose was to support women's success in the building trades.
Now, so give us a little bit of a clearer description about the trades. You're referring to.
Sure. When we talk about the trades, we're typically talking about the building, highway, mechanical, and electrical trades. Some of those positions might be include sheet metal workers, steamers and plumbers, carpenters, electricians, glaziers, roofers, tilers. There's actually a plethora of positions in the trades, but those are some of the examples of the positions.
Well, and speaking of examples, wasn't there just a great article regarding a very accomplished young woman and her experiences just this past week?
Yes, there was. Cindy Chan, and she is actually one of our Oregon Tradeswoman members, and she is a sheet metal worker, and she just won a national award for her skills and expertise in sheet metal. And we're really excited that the Oregonian profiled her and all her successes, and she's quite an accomplished
accomplished
individual in a lot of different ways, both professionally and her activism.
Yes, it was fascinating to read because I guess, again, I was suffering from the same kind of misunderstanding. She was a tiny little person. I mean, and I guess
right.
I thought that you'd have to be big and strong
right.
and, you know, I'm not that she isn't strong, but it was really great to read about
mm-hmm.
the article.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, do you think that, I mean, we think of it as an old boys network,
sure.
hard to get into,
sure.
et cetera, et cetera. First of all, the trade show has been around for 14 years, is that correct?
This is our 14th annual Women in Trades Fair. The first time it happened, I believe it was a one-day event with about 100 people, and it has grown tremendously. We are expecting between 400 to 600 women on our public day, which is on Saturday, April 29th, and then we're expecting to serve around 1,200 youth on our middle and high school days, which is this Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, now tell us a little bit about the middle school and high school days, because
sure.
that really is an exciting place to go.
It is. The fair is a three-day event, and each day is very unique in that we really want to make things age-appropriate and just create a space that is gender-specific for girls. So we have various schools registered in advance that are coming on Thursday and Friday. Thursday is our middle school day, and Friday is our high school day, as I said. And it's a great way for girls just to get tools in their hands and be able to climb a pole. We'll have some representatives from PGE there who will be demonstrating different workshops. We'll have some women with Local 48 doing a telephone wiring workshop, just a ton of different exhibits and demonstrations. But really the focus is hands-on, the experience for girls to get in there to see adult women in those roles, established, very successful tradeswomen in those roles, to see that, because a lot of girls just don't get to see that.
Well, I would think when I was reading sheet metal worker,
mm-hmm.
I don't have a concept of what that
right,
was. And
right.
I read about a woman that talks about being in the industry, and she was a former elevator constructor.
Right, right.
I mean, like I said, for most of us, we don't have anywhere to see that reflected back. We wouldn't know what that is.
Exactly, and the fair really is that unique opportunity for both girls and women, adult women, and not just anybody. I mean, the event is open to the public on Saturday the 29th. We do have a fair amount of men that come. We have a lot of men that come and bring their daughters and granddaughters and sisters. And just to see those real-life examples, you know, in the process, we feel it's really important to both demonstrate that in person and also provide those images as well.
And again, let's remind our listeners a little bit about the event. First of all, I think this is really a critical piece, that there's free parking, free child care, mm-hmm. and free admission. You can tell women are running this.
Right. That's right.
They get it and they understand what it takes to attend. Before we talk again about the specifics of it, I also noticed that you were saying that now is the perfect time for a woman to enter the trades as the doors are opening for the next generation.
Right.
Part of this is due to the fact that there's a huge retirement in the next 5 to 10 years that's predicted to happen in Oregon.
Right,
and,
right.
And so these are quality jobs that people would really want.
Right, right. A lot of women that enter our pre-apprenticeship classes are coming out of dead-end jobs. They're making, you know, less than 10 an hour, very physical work, and not rewarding. And we want to remind women that there are a lot of opportunities out there in the trades, and there'll continue to be more as the trades industry does see this big retirement boom. And there are going to be more and more companies looking to hire trained women. And our pre-apprenticeship classes can introduce women to all the different trades and apprenticeship programs. We have an employer development specialist who works one-on-one as a case manager to figure out career roles for each woman in the class and help them go through the next stage as they apply for different apprenticeship programs.
I see. So you even have a class that helps you sort which part of the trades might be a better fit for you. And then you go to the next level, which would be an apprenticeship program in those specific trades.
Right, right, because there are so many options out there. And each apprenticeship program is unique, the application process, when they have openings, what the educational requirement is. And we go over all that in our trades and career apprenticeship classes.
Well, I also forgot that is probably right when you were talking about fathers of. You know, a lot of the shift and the change and the opening in this just comes because it gets very personal when it's the individual daughters of or wives of who they get to see doing very strenuous service work, mm-hmm. Being a waitress or whatever in a traditional role. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they probably would look at these opportunities differently.
Definitely. And it's hard to pass it by when you're looking at, you know, a lot of the trades jobs will start in the range of 10 to 12 an hour, but some of them can go up into the upper 20s to early $30 an hour, again, depending on the specific trade.
Right.
But the wages there are really significantly higher than a lot of your typical service industry
jobs,
right,
that are relegated,
right,
for women in,
right,
most parts. Yeah, yeah. No, that's really interesting. So, again, I want to remind our listeners that this year's Free Women in the Trades Fair will be held at the Electrical Training Center, which is at 16021 Northeast Airport Way, and that's in Portland, Oregon. And I also want to let people know that if they need contact information, they can go to www.tradeswomen.net or 503-335-8200 extension 24. Now, it says here, and it's very interesting, is it's the best place to learn about education and employment opportunities. There'll be hands-on workshops demonstrating a wide array of careers taught by the tradeswomen. It would, like you said, it would be just interesting to see, mm-hmm. those women, mm-hmm. doing their respective jobs. Union and open shop apprenticeships in electrical, plumbing, carpentry, masonry, and other parts of the trades. community college training programs. So now this is an interesting coupling, and that will have people from the community colleges there that will.
They will. Some of the local community colleges have their own pre-apprenticeship programs, and we have partners with various colleges, and you know, things are changing in the fact that how people view the trades. You know, it was seen as this last resort for many years, a last resort job. It was traditionally looked at as a career path that people with little education went into. And based on our findings from our public day last year, I believe it was over 70% reported a high school education or more. So there's a lot of preconceived notions about people who enter the trades, and there are schools that have established programs for different apprenticeship programs and to introduce women or anybody to the trades.
Yes, and well, as we have seen through this enormous housing boom, and any of us who've ever tried to hire any of the trades contractors, we know that there's room for lots of people, because it's really, really a sought after and necessary to, you know, to all of the economic growth that we've seen so far.
Right, right.
There's highway and transportation construction careers also.
Right. ODOT will definitely have a presence at the fair. They've been one of our major supporters and sponsors for several years, and there are a lot of opportunities for women in the highway trades as well.
Now, so Terry, I have to ask you, are you and have you been involved in any of the trades in your past history, or your father, or how did you get...
I do not come from the trades, but my father definitely did come from the trades. He was a laborer and a crane operator for John Deere for over 30 years, and just recently retired. And I certainly grew up understanding, not fully understanding, but there was definitely a sense that it was a man's world. Definitely. And there were a couple times where there was an open house at the factory that my dad brought my sister and I to see. And there it suddenly occurred to me what he did. For a long time, I didn't really understand. Oh, Dad went to, the, you know, went in early
went
morning
away
came
and
came back.
Was, yeah.
And there were times where, you know, our family dealt with him being laid off. And we certainly benefited from the health benefits that his union offered us.
Yes, and, which is another strong component that
definitely
isn't generally available to
right.
women in most of the traditional fields.
Right.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners again that I have been speaking with Terry Wiley, the Communication and Membership Director of Oregon Trades Women Incorporated, and that they are talking about their big up-and-coming yearly event that, that they're helping sponsor, a Free Women in the Trades Career Fair, and that again will be held at the Electrical Training Center, which is 16021 Northeast Airport Way. And again, the event offers free parking, free childcare, free admission, and no advance registration is required. You'll meet great women who are interested in finding a new and different way to walk into the next century. And for any more information, www.tradeswomen.net, all one word, at 503-335-8200, extension 24. Thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for doing all the work of, you know, women in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is KBOO 90.7 FM Portland.